News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill's got a drive front in the mix for us. Plus, we'll catch up with the latest in headlines with Kelly and sports with Dalton. First, let's get the traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident with injuries in North Lafayette between Dolphin and St. Francis. Officers are on the scene. Shouldn't be there for too much longer. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, westbound lanes along I-10 heading down towards the tunnels looks good. Northbound 65 up towards Saraland, no delays. At Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive, they can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years' experience. If you've been in an accident, trust the professionals at Bay City Collision. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and not as humid, with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. So, starting off this morning in the 70s, but by this time tomorrow, look for the 60s and some drier air in the mix. All the fantastic, beautiful details with staff meteorologists coming up at about 7:35. Dr. Bill Williams joins us then. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a man considered armed and dangerous is on the run, and Mobile police need your help to find him. 19-year-old Reginald Pryor is wanted on a shooting charge, shooting into an occupied vehicle. Mobile police is asking for the public's help. On Wednesday at 3:30 a.m., Pryor fired multiple shots at a vehicle in which a woman was driving. The victim was hit at least once and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. As for Pryor, once again, he is considered to be armed and dangerous. He is 19 years of age, 5'8 and 175 pounds. He has multiple scars and tattoos. He's also wanted for assault in the second degree at charge as well. If you have information about Pryor's whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact 251-208-7211. In your financial news this morning, millions of us work hard to keep our credit clean and our personal information away from hackers. It's why people turn to credit monitoring systems. Well, now a big name in the credit monitoring game, Equifax, is being forced to pay about $650 million to settle a data breach which exposed the personal information of 148 million people, and that includes Social Security numbers. The fine, which still needs to be court approved, will be the largest ever paid by a company over a data breach. Lawmakers pointed to Equifax's, quote, slow and haphazard response, which also led to their longtime CEO retiring. The credit reporting firm confirmed the breach, quote, as one of the most severe exposures of Americans' personal data in September of 2017. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning.
I know my baby would be smiling so hard right now. She's so happy. These people.
The mother of a three-year-old girl shot and killed by her father spoke to a crowd at a vigil last night. Cherish Jackson died over the weekend. Her father, Terrence Jackson, who turned the gun on himself, also died. Police are still working to determine a motive for that shooting. Two Georgia men are charged with kidnapping a man from Alabama and forcing him to cash fake checks in Okaloosa County. Investigators believe the men took copies of his financial information and told the victim they now own him. The victim told a banker what was happening, who then called police. A canine has died after searching for drugs in an Alabama prison. The State Department of Corrections canine was sniffing for drugs inside the Stanton Correctional Facility. Authorities believe he had an allergic reaction after inhaling synthetic marijuana. And Airbus is hiring for its production facility in Mobile. For information, go to WKRG.com and search Airbus. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
An NBA legend signs on as an assistant coach on his former team. The NFL suspends a former Alabama player, and a Houston Astros rookie sets an MLB record. It's 7:12 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NFL, where the league has suspended former Alabama defensive tackle and current Seattle Seahawk Jaron Reed for the first six games of the 2019 season for a violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy. ESPN reports that the violation stems from a 2017 domestic violence case in which Reed was accused of assault. Reed was not charged or arrested in that case. However, the NFL's personal conduct policy allows the league to punish players regardless of the legal outcomes. The Seahawks said in a statement that they have, quote, followed league and law enforcement protocol since the alleged incident in April of 2017. Reed was selected by Seattle in the second round of the 2016 draft. He had a career season last year with 10.5 sacks and 50 tackles. He finished second on the Seattle defense in sacks and fourth among defensive tackles in the entire league. Reed's suspension will cost him roughly $394,000, which is six game checks from his $1.1 million base salary. As NFL teams begin reporting to training camp, injuries are already mounting up. Yesterday, the Atlanta Falcons announced that safety J.J. Wilcox suffered an ACL injury on the first day of training camp. Wilcox is scheduled to get a second opinion on his right knee today to determine the severity of the injury. Wilcox remained on the ground kneeling on his left knee after a play and eventually had to be helped off of the field. The 28-year-old was signed by the Falcons in free agency this year to provide depth at the safety position. In NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs are adding a familiar face to the coaching staff. Yesterday, the Spurs announced that all-time great and future Hall of Famer Tim Duncan will be an assistant coach under Greg Popovich. Duncan retired in 2016 as the Spurs' all-time leader in points, rebounds, and blocked shots, and he's the only player to be on all five of San Antonio's NBA championship teams. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the San Francisco Giants scored three runs in the eighth inning to rally and defeat the Chicago Cubs 5-4. St. Louis and Pittsburgh combined to score seven runs in the 10th inning, including a grand slam from Paul Goldschmidt.
And a fly ball out to deep right. How about it? How about it? Grand slammer!
The Cardinals held on to win 6-5 in extra innings. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-5. In the American League, Minnesota hit five home runs and defeated the New York Yankees 8-6. Houston crushed Oakland 11-1. Astros rookie slugger Yordan Alvarez homered and knocked in a pair of runs in the win.
As Yordan crushes one deep to right field, gone! Air Yordan, number 11 on the season.
Alvarez is the first player to register 35 RBI in his first 30 career games since runs batted in became an official statistic back in 1920. Cleveland beat Toronto 7-3. The Indians are on a run now with a 13-3 record this month. Seattle defeated Texas 7-3, and Boston beat Tampa Bay 9-4. In interleague play, the White Sox beat Miami 9-1, and Arizona beat Baltimore 6-3. It's 7:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and not as humid with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Step up to GMC and get over $10,000 below MSRP on this next-generation 2019 Sierra 1500 Gulf Coast Edition with SLT Premium Plus Package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $59,659. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $45,87 plus $4,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 7/31/19. See participating dealer for details.
Feeding the Gulf Coast and a number of local community organizations is offering free meals to children 18 and under in Lower Alabama this summer. The Summer Meals program is supported by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fill nutritional gaps left when kids are out of school. To learn more about Summer Meals and find a site in your community, visit feedingthegulfcoast.org or text FOOD to 877-877.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. It's still got that accident with injuries north Lafayette between Dolphin and St. Francis downtown, but it shouldn't be affecting too much traffic. Been a good start so far, and no problems northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Open Wheel Madness with the Sprint Cars. Also, you'll see the Modifieds in the Pure Stock 30, the Sportsman and Pro Trucks, just $10 at the gate. Find out more at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106. Five traffic.
All right, 7:18 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams talking about tropical weather, but also a dry front in the mix. It'll bring cooler and obviously drier air to our area. He's got details coming up at 7:35. Plus, State Senator Chris Elliott says he has a plan. He's against the tolls, but if they go into effect, he's got a plan, he says, could put that money right back in your pocket. We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly Finley has more headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Baldwin County man is missing this morning, and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and Aaliyah, both hoping that you can help bring him home safely. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that 60-year-old Charles Robert Duet was last seen near Fern Avenue in Foley around 4 p.m. on Saturday, wearing a tan or gray shirt with brown or gray shorts. On Monday, authorities announced Duet may be suffering from a condition which impairs his judgment. He also may be driving a gray 2019 Honda Accord with a California license plate that reads 8JGZ002. If you have information on his whereabouts, you're encouraged to call the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office at 251-937-0202 or 911. A former youth pastor intern from Alabama arrested on sex abuse charges more than 40 years ago has been found dead in his jail cell. 64-year-old Peter William Cooper of Elmore was found unresponsive in his cell in Spartanburg County, South Carolina jail early Sunday morning. That information being confirmed by the county coroner. According to the Fox affiliate in South Carolina, Cooper was arrested by authorities in February. He was facing a charge of a lewd act of a minor, which dated back to 1976 when he was a youth intern pastor at the Central Church of Christ in Spartanburg. That incident occurred at the victim's home during Bible study. The Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office began their investigation into Cooper in October of 2017. An autopsy has been conducted on Cooper, and authorities report that they did not find any evidence of foul play. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
right, 720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. And, of course, listen to you on the text line and the phone line, 343-0106, 343-0106. All right, so here's the latest as it goes with to toll or not to toll. The question about the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. And, listen, you have those that have been talking about this a long time, and I'll put State Senator Chris Elliott in that mix. You have a lot of new names to the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have people that are running for Senate that are, I mean, when Roy Moore and Tommy Tuberville both expressed an opinion on the tolling, I was like, okay, y'all are just getting in. And like I said yesterday, I had my issues with Bill Britt from the Alabama Political Reporter, and he rightfully came on the show yesterday and took his licks on that. At the same time, they were factual in the fact that there have been some new names jumping on board this, and this is fine. If you're, you know, if you're saying, okay, we need a force of a lot of people here to stop this idea of a $6 toll, I get it. But I do want to point out that, you know, hey, where were y'all years ago talking about this?
Yeah, for them, it's the new hot issue to jump on.
Right.
And, you know, if this went away next week, they wouldn't bat an eye. They would just keep on rolling. But for us, it's not going away next week. This is a big deal for those of us in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And regardless of how we got there, I am glad that there's more attention on this around the rest of the state.
Absolutely. You'll take that attention for sure. And part of this discussion was, I had it yesterday again with State Senator Chris Elliott, who opposes the idea of the tolls, but suggests that if it does go through, he's trying to figure out how to mitigate or eliminate the cost for local folks. And we'll get a clip. You can get the whole interview from the podcast, yesterday's Midday Mobile, about 30 minutes worth of this discussion about SB 3 and SB 4, two bills that have been pre-filed by Chris Elliott. But I want to point out that you've got a situation here. This is why this story, to have somebody just like they did on the V TV show, just spout off over 3 minutes and seem like they understand it. It is so complex that people living right here still don't completely understand it. But one of the issues is you cannot, according to the Federal Highway Department, you cannot give geographically based discounts or eliminated tolls and be compliant. Even though they're only given us 7% of the funding, which, by the way, I'll get around to that when everybody jumped up and down that Senator Shelby got us $125 million yesterday. That's the 7% we've been talking about for months and months and months, if not years. Okay, so that just brought us to even for 7% federal funding. But people keep saying, well, people that have Mobile and Baldwin County tags won't have to pay. You can't do that. The feds say you can't do that. We have to comply with that. So with that being said, how do you work around that?
Is that some kind of anti-discrimination thing that was put on the books?
Well, I would also argue it's part of interstate commerce, right? It's an interstate. You have people it's interstate that's for all the people of the nation, right?
That
is the idea there. So you can't give, at least I'm sure that's what they said when they passed this, you can't give local folks a cheaper or more available route than you would somebody else who's an American citizen driving through.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that led Chris Elliott to propose this idea by using Go Mesa money, which is oil and gas revenue money, and a straight line item tax deduction on local people. Because the feds can say what they want about tolling, but the state tax law is a state tax law. And he talked about that yesterday. Like I said, the full interview's up on the podcast page. Here's a little clip of what he had to say yesterday.
That's the Federal Highway Administration saying you can't treat people from different states differently. It has to do with the interstate commerce part of the interstate itself. So they say you can do a frequent user discount, but you can't treat folks differently based on where they live. My answer to that is fine, but you don't get to govern the Alabama tax code. We do. So I'm going to work around that, and I'm going to say, if you file an Alabama tax return, then you're going to be able to claim a credit, dollar for dollar credit, for every toll dollar you spend.
Now, we have to talk about this a whole bunch for people. I get it, what you're talking about now, for people to understand it. It's a way, like you said, to effectively make the toll impact zero on people in Mobile and Baldwin County while still complying with whatever carve-out it is for FHWA.
Absolutely. I mean, the folks in Mobile and Baldwin County, Coastal Alabama, we have paid enough. Our economy generates a disproportionate amount of total state revenue. Our gas tax is higher than it is in anywhere else. We have paid enough, and we need to make sure that our folks down here are not burdened with any more tax, which is essentially what this toll is, than they already have been. And that's exactly what Senate Bill 4 will do.
All right. So the podcast is up and posted by going to FMTalk1065.com. Just click on the link for podcast. It would be the first two segments of hour number two of Midday Mobile yesterday. Or hopefully you're subscribing over to iTunes for Apple folks, or Stitcher for Android, or Spotify, TuneIn Radio, our podcast waiting for you right there.
Yeah. Also the Simple Radio app. Don't forget about that one.
That's right.
Another way to listen to FM Talk 1065. I like to turn on all the apps and my radio.
And stream it through the station.
Yeah.
You can also stream us through fmtalk1065.com. So you got to be hiding not to find a way to get the station. Also, a story that has got national attention from just down the road, I-10, on the other side of the tunnel going west, from Gretna, Louisiana, and about some police officers that have been fired there. Here's Gretna Police Chief Arthur Lawson.
Alluding to the a violent act to be conducted against a sitting U.S. congressman, a member of our government. We're not going to tolerate that.
That is Gretna Police Chief Arthur Lawson announcing the termination of Officer Charles Rispoli during his press conference yesterday. 4 days after Rispoli, he wrote an incriminating post. Here's the post they're talking about. The officer was reportedly posted on Facebook that Democrat Representative AOC Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a vile idiot who, quote, needs a round, end quote. And they actually went on to say, the vile idiot needs a round, and I don't mean the kind she used to serve. Hmm. Another officer, Angelo Verisco, was also fired for liking that post on Facebook. Rispoli was responding to a discredited story about Ocasio-Cortez that's been making online rounds, which falsely claims she once said U.S. soldiers are paid too much. All right. A lot to unpack here on this. And, you know, I got something. This happens to a lot. It happened to these officers. I had a cousin send me something similar, you know, without checking, without doing due diligence. Mm-hmm. He had just seen it. He's only a couple years older than I am. He's not 50 yet. He's 49. And he said, oh, look at this. This is, and I asked him, I said, man, did you go just look at this? And these officers saw that story. This officer, he posted it. The other officer liked the comment. There's a couple things. You can look at it completely just pragmatically, and I bet you I don't have the rules book. I don't have the manual for being an officer in Gretna, but you probably, as a police officer, surrender some of your free speech rights on social media. I'm guessing in Gretna, there's probably something you sign off that you can't say something that's unbecoming of an officer of the Gretna Police Department or something. That it's a guess, but I think I'm probably right on that.
I'm sure, but we shouldn't be calling for violence anyway, regardless.
Correct.
I mean, regardless of what you think
about.
Yeah, but
you know what? The problem is, I agree, but that's going on social media all the time.
Right.
Initial responses are, there's a bunch of tough guys and tough gals out there that say ridiculous things out there. They're going to be, they're going to get this person or get the other person. And there's even politicians. I mean, you think about like what a Maxine Waters has said. And those so difference is, these two men are police officers. Once again, I understand they have their free speech rights, but I just wonder, I bet you there's something when they sign on with the police department that they can't. Number one, you could say this shouldn't be accepted, and I get that. And it should be, people say that's ridiculous, that's violence. You're talking about, an American citizen. At the same time, probably just in the pragmatic, not the idealistic. The pragmatic look is, I bet you those officers signed something that said, I don't have the legalese here. I'll put it in Sullivanese. Y'all don't do stuff like that.
I imagine so.
And that's probably how they were let go. And we'll talk about that more coming up. Dr. Bill's got a fantastic forecast for us after news.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Baldwin County lawmaker is proposing a dollar-for-dollar tax credit on any tolls paid for the proposed Mobile River Bridge. State Senator Chris Elliott came up with the bill after state transportation officials suggested a $6 toll for that road. Meanwhile, federal lawmakers have approved a $125 million grant to help pay for the $2 billion project. A man accused of shooting a Baldwin County deputy last year will spend 10 years in prison on federal
gun charges. Forrest Bullen still faces state charges in connection to the shooting in Stockton. Corporal Mike Ward was shot in February 2018 while responding to a domestic complaint. Bullen is scheduled to go on trial for that shooting next month. The Mississippi Department of Education says a $1,500 raise for teachers will cost $18.5 million more than expected. Superintendents discovered a shortfall. Education officials didn't count 10,000 teaching positions officials thought were federally funded. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
For over 40 years, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has made its mark on the Gulf Coast. Everybody knows who we are and that we offer Liberty, an American-made product, plus service after the sale. Help us celebrate our nation's independence with big savings on Liberty's presidential model. For July only, get $500 off and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit. Come see and save. Don't buy from anyone else. You'll be glad you did. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 at Moffitt. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Congressional leaders in both parties and President Trump are endorsing a debt and budget agreement that avoids a possible government shutdown. The agreement outlines $1.37 trillion in agency spending next year and slightly more in fiscal 2021. Boris Johnson has won the race to lead Britain's governing Conservative Party and will become the country's next prime minister. Johnson spoke at a victory ceremony.
I thank you all very much for the incredible honor that you have just done me. I will work flat out from now on with my team that I will build, I hope, in the next few days to repay your confidence. But in the meantime, the campaign is over and the work begins.
He'll be installed as prime minister in a formal handover from Theresa May Wednesday. FBI Director Christopher Wray is set to appear before a Senate committee examining oversight of the Bureau. Tomorrow, Special Counsel Robert Mueller will appear before Congress. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. President Trump and congressional leaders have reached a deal on a two-year extension of the debt limit and federal spending caps that would avert a feared government default later this year but add to rising budget deficits. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the measure would be voted on swiftly. The Republican-led Senate must also pass the measure before it can be signed into law. Under the agreement, the Treasury Department's borrowing authority would be extended through July 2021. Mindy Simon, Chief Information Officer at ConAg, is helping the 100-year-old company quickly capitalize on trends as the packaged foods industry comes to grip with changing consumer tastes. Simon has overseen the development of an AI-enabled platform that analyzes social media and consumers' food purchasing behaviors to identify trends and possible areas for products. The platform drove ConAgra to introduce products such as Healthy Choice grain-free bowls, low-carb meals of meat, vegetables, and rice cauliflower. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Some pretty interesting weather headlines going on this morning.
Yeah, we have actually a tropical depression off the southeast coast of Florida. It's a rather weak system, It's over the Bahamas. Actually, the center is very close to the east coast of Florida, but all the rain, thunderstorm activity is well to the east of the center. This system is going to move to the north and then turn to the northeast and move out into the open waters of the Atlantic over the next 24 to 48 hours. So it really doesn't present any kind of a problem for the east coast. We're also going to be watching now a cold front that's across Alabama and Mississippi, right through the central portion of both states. That front is headed down to the Gulf Coast, and as a result, we're going to see showers and thunderstorms developing today. Some of those can produce some strong gusty winds and some rather heavy rain as these thunderstorms move in later this morning and through the afternoon hours. Most of that activity should taper off during the evening hours. The high today will be anywhere from 86 to 88 degrees. Now, tonight, we'll see a few showers in the evening, then clearing off and cooling down a bit as the front moves through, upper 60s for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow should be a rather nice day with low humidity, sunny skies, and a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, lows in the mid to upper 60s. And then Thursday, another nice day. Although it will be near 90 degrees, the humidity will still be on the low side with plenty of sunshine. And then looking ahead to Friday, mostly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms possible around 90 degrees. Then over the weekend, a better chance for afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures around 90. Over the weekend, and in fact before that, we'll be looking at this weather front that moves out over the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to give us some dry air, but that front will become stationary. And with the thunderstorm activity over the Gulf, we watch that very carefully because there have been numerous instances over the last several decades that a tropical storm could develop out over the Gulf with this area of thunderstorms along a stationary front. So we'll watch that over the next few days and see if anything develops. But in the meantime, we've got some nice dry air coming in for tomorrow and then also on Thursday, which have low humidity and some very comfortable nights.
So you're telling us what now is a dry front could be the cause of tropical weather in a few days.
Yeah, once that front moves out, there'll be quite a bit of thunderstorm activity over the Gulf. We already have some this morning right along the coast, but there'll be a lot of it going on out there once this front moves offshore. And if conditions become favorable aloft, we may see this area develop into a tropical depression or possibly a tropical storm. That's still a few days off, but we'll be watching for the possibility of some kind of development over the Gulf.
Okay, so, I mean, because we're starting to get into, you know, that Atlantic season, you've trained us to look far out there for our threat, but this could be one popping up right here in the backyard.
Yeah, that's something we don't like, to have anything develop in the Gulf. Particularly since it's going to be fairly close to land areas and it's got to hit something that's going to leave the Gulf. We'll start to see some of this development down the Atlantic. We've watched some tropical waves come off the African coast, but they just have not developed. There's another one now moving off the coast, but eventually we get into August, we'll start to see those storms that have long tracks from Africa westward across the Caribbean and the Atlantic.
Yeah, you were describing this yesterday as it comes off the coast of Africa. It does have to get across a cold current there before it can get on the warm water. So that's the challenge these waves have?
That is a challenge, yes. The Canary Current comes down off the west coast of Europe and off the northwest coast of Africa. And there's a lot of cold water there that's brought up from the lower level, we call it upwelling. Keeps that area kind of cool, so these waves have to get across that and then to the warmer water, which is warming up now out in the Atlantic. And once they get out of the warmer water, they at least have that base of warm conditions. Then it's all up to the upper atmosphere as to whether they can develop into a tropical storm.
All right, and the short-term takeaway is while we're 77 now at our studios, tomorrow morning at this time we'll be where?
Be in the upper 60s, and some areas could be even into the mid-60s to the north of Mobile. But today you want to bring the umbrella along because we're going to see showers and thunderstorms develop later this morning and this afternoon.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there he is, staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. 740, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Cindy Grosso of the Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Cindy Grosso sees people's light bulbs go on when she gives presentations on the importance of manners, etiquette, and protocol. They're realizing what happened in past situations when things may have gone poorly. Manners, etiquette, and protocol is the grease that lubricates social gatherings. It's the polish that makes the individual shine. Per Cindy, these things give people the skill of confidence to keep them from being the best-kept secret in their field. It's a fascinating conversation. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had accident-free conditions now for a few minutes. No delays across the Bayway. Westbound lanes coming in from the Eastern Shore looks good. And traveling downtown through the tunnels with absolutely no problems. Again, if you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, it's a good ride in. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5. How about that dry front, cooler air here in mid-July? Later July. Three quarters through July, right? Mm-hmm. To be accurate.
Eve of July. Wait, yeah. No. It'd be the...
Be the eve of August.
That's right.
But we're still a week away from that, right? More than a week away. All right. In other words, just enjoy the fact that it's going to be the 60s tomorrow. Quit making it so complicated. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as Secretary of State John Merrill has removed an East Alabama election official from their post after it was revealed that person told prospective voters that they could register to cast their ballots at their business addresses. On Monday, the Secretary of State's office announced that he removed Jimmy Adams from the Russell County Board of Registrars after the judge found overwhelming evidence that in 2017, Adams told two witnesses who did not live in Russell County that they could participate in the municipal election in Phoenix City, saying it was legal for them to vote using their business addresses or the address where they were employed in the county. The Russell County Registrar, Judith Evans, testified she also heard Adams tell people that they could register to vote at business addresses. The removal was based on the recommendation from the hearing examiner, and Secretary of State says, quote, "We make it easy to vote and hard to cheat in Alabama. A crucial part of maintaining that is by appointing Board of Registrar members that meet the highest standards. By giving due process and by holding voter registrars accountable for their actions, we preserve the public trust and ensure that elections are fair and equitable to everyone." The name of the victim killed in a tubing accident on Dog River on Sunday has been released. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that 53-year-old Lorenzo Stallworth and two other people were riding a tube being pulled by a vessel on Dog River. The vessel crossed a boat wake from another vessel. That then caused the tube to pull to the side of the river where it hit a pier near Venetia Road. The passengers all trying to jump off that tube before hitting that structure. Mobile Fire Rescue responded to the scene and all three were transported to University Hospital. Stallworth died at the hospital and the two other people, a man and a woman, they suffered non-life-threatening injuries. All three were wearing their life jackets, though. This is now the 26th boating fatality in Alabama in 2019. The accident remains under investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday.
But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Everyday Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah, that.
No, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there!
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh, is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about, saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
I know my baby would be smiling so hard right now. She saw these people.
The mother of a 3-year-old girl shot and killed by her father spoke to a crowd at a vigil last night. Cherish Jackson died over the weekend. Her father, Terrence Jackson, who turned the gun on himself, also died. Police are still working to determine a motive for that shooting. Two Georgia men are charged with kidnapping a man from Alabama and forcing him to cash fake checks in Okaloosa County. Investigators believe the men took copies of his financial information and told the victim they now own him. The victim told a banker what was happening, who then called police. A canine has died after searching for drugs in an Alabama prison. The State Department of Corrections canine was sniffing for drugs inside the Stanton Correctional Facility. Authorities believe he had an allergic reaction after inhaling synthetic marijuana. And Airbus is hiring for its production facility in Mobile. For information, go to WKRG.com and search Airbus. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
An NBA legend signs on as an assistant coach on his former team. The NFL suspends a former Alabama player, and a Houston Astros rookie sets an MLB record. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NFL, where the league has suspended former Alabama defensive tackle and current Seattle Seahawk Jaron Reed for the first 6 games of the 2019 season for a violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy. ESPN reports that the violation stems from a 2017 domestic violence case in which Reed was accused of assault. Reed was not charged or arrested in that case. However, the NFL's personal conduct policy allows the league to punish players regardless of legal outcomes. The Seahawks said in a statement that they have, quote, followed league and law enforcement protocol since the alleged incident in April of 2017. Reed was selected by Seattle in the second round of the 2016 draft. He had a career season last year with 10.5 sacks and 50 tackles. He was second on the Seattle defense in sacks and fourth among defensive tackles in the entire league. Reed's suspension will cost him roughly $394,000, which is 6 game checks from his $1.1 million base salary. As NFL teams begin reporting to training camp, injuries are already mounting up. Yesterday, the Atlanta Falcons announced that safety J.J. Wilcox suffered an ACL injury on the first day of training camp. Wilcox is scheduled to get a second opinion today on his right knee to determine the severity of the injury. He remained on the ground kneeling on his left knee after a play and eventually had to be helped off the field. The 28-year-old Wilcox was signed by the Falcons in free agency this year to provide depth at the safety position. In NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs are adding a familiar face to the coaching staff. Yesterday, the Spurs announced that all-time great and future Hall of Famer Tim Duncan will be an assistant coach under head coach Greg Popovich. Duncan retired in 2016 as the Spurs' all-time leader in points, rebounds, and blocked shots, and he's the only player to be on all five of San Antonio's NBA championship teams. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the San Francisco Giants scored three runs in the eighth inning to rally and defeat the Chicago Cubs 5-4. St. Louis and Pittsburgh combined to score seven runs in the 10th inning, including a grand slam from Paul Goldschmidt.
And a fly ball out to deep right. How about it? How about it? Grand slammer!
The Cardinals held on to beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in extra innings. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-5. In the American League, Minnesota hit five home runs and defeated the New York Yankees 8-6. Houston crushed Oakland 11-1. Astros rookie slugger Yordan Alvarez homered and knocked in a pair of runs in the win.
As Yordan crushes one deep to right field, gone! Air Yordan, number 11 on the season.
Alvarez is the first player to register 35 RBI in his first 30 career games. That record stands since runs batted in became an official statistic in 1920. Cleveland beat Toronto 7-3, and the Indians are on a run now with a 13-3 record this month. Seattle defeated Texas 7-3, and Boston beat Tampa Bay 9-4. In interleague play, the White Sox beat Miami 9-1, and Arizona beat Baltimore 6-3. 7:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadway. It's been a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and just regular delays off of Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! It up Cade with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and not as humid, with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Get out of that long boat ramp line and head to Yellowhammer Fishing, Mobile's only local kayak and paddleboard dealer. Kayaks and fishing accessories for our local waterways. Open now in Theodore, next to Hood's, or see all the brands at Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recall is in effect impacting multiple states to include Alabama. Restaurants are now being forced to check their stock as the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service says U.S. Foods is recalling about 712 pounds of raw beef and pork products that may have been contaminated, and here's why. The Birmingham facility has issued the recall after learning an employee may have cut himself during production. The fresh and frozen raw beef and pork items were produced July 18, 2019, and they have the code EST21103. At codes inside the USDA mark of inspection, these items were shipped to restaurants in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Restaurants who have purchased these products should not serve them and should either throw them away or return them to the place of purchase. Good news is there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions from the products, but if you have questions about this recall, you can contact 1-888-674-6854 or log on to askkaren.gov. World-renowned activist, educator, and Alabama native Angela Davis will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. She will be the sixth Alabama resident to receive such distinction. The organization and museum, they've been celebrating the achievements of women since 1969. This year marks the celebration of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. Davis is being recognized for her lifetime commitment to the fight for civil rights, women's rights, and racial justice. She's a Birmingham native and the sixth Alabamian to be inducted into the Hall of Fame since its inception. In 1973, Helen Keller became the first Alabama inductee. Rosa Parks was honored in 1993. Zora Neale Hurston was placed into the Hall of Fame 1 year later. And Coretta Scott King and Lily Ledbetter were inducted in 2011. The induction ceremony is September the 14th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. FM Talk 106.5 and the latest in traffic. We'll get more from Kane coming up, but from Chris and Bama Sailor and others on the text line here. Accident on the causeway westbound near the Bluegill. I like this. So Bama Sailor tells us it's westbound near the Bluegill. Our buddy Chris, he speaks language. He said it's between Spanish Fort and Traders. So in that general area. But westbound, y'all, that means going towards Mobile. Okay, so the new people, okay, westbound.
Okay.
So westbound on the causeway, not the bayway, in the Bluegill, how about the Bluegill Traders Metroplex?
Well said. Yeah, I love when our texters and callers describe where things are. Was it last week you were across from the Waffle House? That's how everybody knew where you were?
That's how you talk, man. That's how people understand. I'm for it. 757 FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice next hour, plus Quinn Hilliard joins us. Phone number, text line 343-0106. We're coming right back. News is next.